Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Dalet, and we are holding at the two dots at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beit, six lines up from the bottom. So, we learned in the Mishnah that B'prakim, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and it was a little bit unclear because all the Rabbi Meir said was Sho'el Mipnei HaYir'ah U'Meshiv, but he didn't say Meshiv what. So what did he mean? So meshiv machmat mai. Did he mean that you could even be meshiv mipnei hakavod, and that would be the inyan? Doesn't make sense. I mean, if you can even initiate a greeting mipnei hakavod, obviously you could be meshiv. So what would be the point of saying umeshiv? So then the only alternative would be that shalom mipnei hakavod, and it would be meshiv shalom lechol adam. But then the next piece doesn't make sense because what are you going to do with there? It says beemtza. Sho'el mipnei ha'yir'ah u'meshiv. What does it mean over there, u'meshiv? It can't mean meshiv machmat yir'ah, because that's obvious. If you can initiate a greeting, kol shekein, you can be meshiv the greeting. By the way, Gershi, you know, it's not a question of one day Gershi and one day Gavi. We need to have Gavi and Gershi both. So here, too, we have a problem. How are we going to explain it? So he must mean, you're going to say the same thing over here, that if he's meshiv, he's meshiv mipnei Hakavod, and not Bipnei Ayira, but then Haina the Rebuta boils down to the same thing as Rebuta, the time Rebuta Aimer, Bem Tashol Mipnei Ayira, Meshiv Mipnei Hakavod, Ubiprakim Shol Mipnei Hakavod, Meshiv Shalom Lachol Adam. So there's something very strange about the way the Mishnah is created. The answer is very simple. There's words missing from the Mishnah. There was no way to avoid what the din would be by Meshiv, right? You're going to have to say whether it's Meshiv only on the same Darga, either Mipnei HaYirah, Mipnei HaKavod, respectively, or whether it's Meshiv one darga lower. So Rabbi Meir had no choice. He had to explain what it is you're Meshiv with. But he needed to say the words, Ein Tzarich Lomar. That's what's missing over here. So in each one of the cases, you should say, you can be Sho'el Mipnei X, and Ein Tzarich Lomar, you can be Meshiv. That's the point. So that would be Mipnei X, or Mipnei HaKavod, or Mipnei HaYirah, respectively, depending on the Adam. The Ein Tzarich Lomar Shu Meshiv, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Imar Bam Tashor Mipnei HaYirah, U'Meshiv Mipnei HaPrakim, and Mipnei HaKavod, U'Prakim Shor Mipnei HaKavod, U'Meshiv Shalom L'Chol Adam, and that would be the only way to really make sense out of the Mishnah, and sure enough, that's exactly what it says in the bright Tanya Nami Achi, HaKorei HaChma, U'Pagabo Rabbo O'Gadol HaHimenu. Now, these words are pregnant with meaning. Why? Because there's a major machlokas we've shown him. What does mipnei hayirah mean? Fear for your life, which is the way Rashi understands it? Or does it mean fear in terms of yira, that is to say, awe, that you owe that person yira? Now, the Rashba Taina's against Rashi, that it makes no sense to read it that if you're afraid for your life, obviously, if you're afraid for your life, you can be b'chal Shabbos too. I mean, I don't need to tell you that you can interrupt for Kriyat Shema. So it must be that it's coming to tell me that if you have a chiyuv of awe, that you go ahead and you can even be mafsik for that. That's what it's saying. And the Rashba brings a raya from this sugya, because over here it says, your Rebbe or someone Godol Hemenu, what is the din? What is the difference between your Rebbe or someone Godol Hemenu? That the Rebbe, there's a din of Yira, and someone Godol Hemenu, there's a din of Kavod. And now it brings exactly the explanation. That Biprakim, Sho'el Mipnei HaKavod, Ve'ein Tzorich Lomar Shu Meshiv, U'Be'emtza Sho'el Mipnei HaYirah, Ve'ein Tzorich Lomar Shu Meshiv, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amir, Be'emtza Sho'el Mipnei HaYirah, U'Meshiv Mipnei HaKavod, U'Biprakim Sho'el Mipnei HaKavod, U'Meshiv Shalom L'Chol Adam. Fine. So first of all, that proves that our analysis of the mission is 100%. But furthermore, Tainas the Rashba, it proves that my approach to Yira is 100% too. Now the Bach actually explains, backs up Rashi's approach and Rambam's approach, and says that the meaning over here of Rabo o Gadol Hemenu could mean the Nasi. So sin, that's a little far-fetched. But if it means the Nasi, since there's a mitzvah of Som Tasim Alecha Melech, so that's a separate chi of Yira, because the normal Yira, Taina's, those who are backing up Rashi, the normal Yira can't mean this, because normal Yira is not to be Soteret Devarav, and not to sit in his chair. But there's no din of Yira to say Boker Tov. So how would that be Yira? That's what they time it. So the answer could be half and half. In other words, there is a din of Yira by a Nasi that is different than Stam the din of Yira for a father or for a Rav. Okay. Boy Minei Ache, Tonedeve Rebichia, Mirbichia. Ache was the name. It's very rare that we see that name. We do find it, remember, because the children of Binyamin, one of them was called Ache. And that was the drasha, that Ache was a reference to Yosef, and that he's Achio, Mupim, and so on and so forth. Okay, so here we actually have a person that's called by that name. And he went ahead, this Ache, and asked a question to Rebbe Chiya. What would be the din by Halal, or by the Megillas Esther? Is it the same dinim of Hefsek or not? I'll tell you what I think. I mean, on one hand, you could say a Kal v'chomer. If Kriyat Shema, which is a diorite, you're allowed to be posek under these circumstances. So obviously, Halal and Megillah, which are both of them are Durabonin. So for sure, you should be able to be mafsik. Or there might be an additional issue by Halal and Megillah, because Dilma presume Nisa is Odif. Since you're in the middle of being Mepharsim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim, and one of them would be that we could speak to Richie all the way in India while we're in the middle of our Daf Yomi. So if you're being mahalal on these nisim, you should not interrupt, perhaps. That's one way of looking at it. Omar lei, so Reb Chiya said to Echi, posek ein bekachlu. If you're doing it bekach, if you're doing it for that reason, there's no problem. You're allowed to interrupt the halal. Omar Rabba, yamim shayachi gomer behemet halal. So then, bein perek leperek posek, bein tza perek eino posek. Now remember, there are differences between Bein HaPrakim by Kriyat Shema or Be'emtza. The same thing is true in Halal, but only where there's a mitzvah to read the entire Halal. Now, we say Halal on lots of days where there is not such a mitzvah, like Rosh Chodesh, right? Or like the other days of Pesach and so on. Saying the Halal on those days is actually only a minhag. And because of that, since there's no chiyuv at all to say that Halal, so then we are making, that's why we say over here, on the days that everybody has to say a halal, a halal shalem, in other words, then it's the same as Kriyat Shema. Between each one of the prokim of the halal, you're posek, but if you're in the middle, you're not posek, unless, of course, it's Mibnei Ha'ira. But on those days that a yochid is not coming to halal, you can even interrupt in the middle of a perek. Is that true, Amy? V'orav bar shba. Ikla lagabi de Ravina, and it was one of the Yomim Shena Yochid Gomerat Halal. So he came to visit Ravina, and it was on a Rosh Chodesh, and Ravina was in the middle of Halal, and Ravina did not say Shalom Aleichem to him because he was in the middle of Halal. Okay, fine. So Ravina didn't think that Rav Bar Shva was so important, and he didn't feel he needed to be mechabit him. So what's the big deal? Shine Rav Bar Shva, because Ravina did not consider him to be Choshev. Boy mine Ashi Antana Devei Ravami, Ravami. What would be the din of somebody who is Sharui Betanit? Sharui Betanit obviously means that he himself, we're going to see later, that it must be this, he himself was Makabal Atinus. We're not talking about Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, and according to most, we're not even talking about a normal Tainus Tzibur that everybody is being Misana. We're talking about an individual's Makabal Atinus. Can he taste food in order to see if it needs some added salt or so on? So, I mean, if you've ever watched Richie make one of his famous sauces, you'll see that for him to cook without needing to taste is a torture beyond the torture of the Tainus. So that's the question. Is it considered to be eating or not? Do we say, Achila v'shtia kabbalalei? The man only accepted upon himself. You see, that's why most are medayek here, that we're only talking about a case where the person accepted it upon himself, not where it was an externally imposed chiyuv, which means it's talking about a private tainus. So do we say all he accepted upon himself was not to eat and not to drink? He never said that he's not going to taste v'halekha, now he's not eating and drinking. Or perhaps the way to understand the tainus is that he accepted upon himself not to have any pleasure from food, in which case the te'ima is certainly a pleasure. Now, there is a big machlokas whether this is nogea brocha as well. The Rambam learns that this is nogea brocha, so that if you're only doing it to ima, there's no din of brocha. Furthermore, there's another big machlokas. When we say to ima, Do we mean that you taste and spit it out? Or do we mean that we even swallow it? The Rambam Shita is that it's even swallowing, and the Rambam holds even for swallowing, you don't make a bracha if the purpose of the swallowing is to eat, which is a tremendous kiddush. There are those who hold that you're not allowed to swallow bichlal, which of course has become the accepted psak, and so has the fact that it's only a tainus you were mekabel on yourself, because that's how the Rambam paskins for the Ashkenazim. And others learn, but still, if you swallow anything, of course you would have to make a bracha, and yet others hold even for the tehima you need to make a bracha. Fine, we paskin in that suffik brachas lahakel, of course. So what's the din? Odiyama hana'a. So Ravami answered Rav Hoshaya, to'em ve'in bekach klum. Same losha that we had by the halal. If you do it like that, just for tehima, then it's not a problem. It says in a braita, mit emet tasters enatun a bracha. What is considered to be the shear, maximum shear, of just te'ima? Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they used to be to'im all the way up to a full revius. Boy, that's a heck of a te'ima. And especially according to the Rambam, when it means you can even swallow it, you don't have to make a bracha. Good heavens. All right, now we understand Richie is barely deriving any benefit from all of that stuff that he tastes. Omar Rav, you should know that someone who greets his friend before davening, it's as if he made that person into a boma. Why? Please, cease and desist from anything to do with those humans. Ha! Cheapo mortals. What's so great about a mortal? Read that not bameh, but rather bama nechshavu. If you make him important, that's like making your own mizbeach as important. What's the importance in that? Shmuel says, why do you have to change the language? It's pretty explicit as it says. Bameh chishavto lezeh v'lo le'eloha. Can you give me one reason why you looked at that idiotic mortal and thought that he was more choshev than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Explain that to me. You don't have to say bama. Masid Rav Sheshes, what? The Mishnah says that you're allowed to say good morning to somebody in the middle of Kriyat Shema, which means you have not yet davened. And you're telling me if you say good morning to somebody before davening, it's a terrible thing. I understand. I mean, what is the Mishnah talking about then? But Prakim Shoel Mipnei HaKavod HaMeshiv. Tirgamar Rabbi Abba, the Rav was only talking about where you walk over to a guy's house and say good morning, or you call him up on the telephone and you say good morning. Not where you bump into him. The Mishnah is talking about where you just bump into him. It's a completely different situation. You're not allowed bichlal to get to your personal asek, no business of your own, before you daven. Shneimar tzedek lifanav yahalech, then v'yaseim lederech ba'amav. First, be matzdik yourself by davening takarish baruch and going over your life, your situation, what you need, your understanding of your vulnerabilities, then you can go on your way. And you should know that if you are mitpalel first, and then you go out on the road, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu oselo chafetzav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in your business. Shenemar, tzedek lefanav yahalech, v'yaseim lederech pe'amav. Omer Rabbi Yonah, Omer Rabbi Zera, kol alan shivat yamim belo chalom nikra ra. Anybody who goes for 7 days without having a dream is clearly evil. Shenema visaveya yalin, a person will rest all full. Bal yipaked will not, the poshita meaning is that a good person will rest fully satisfied. Bal yipaked ra, and evil will not bother him. But if we read that instead of saveya sheva, which of course is profoundly interrelated because that's the nida of malchus and so on. So instead of Saveya, read that Sheva Yalin. Sheva Yalin, if Bal Yipaked, whoa, must be he was Ra, and nobody wanted to talk to him in his dreams. What it means is Saveya Yalin, somebody who goes to sleep, filled Masbia Atzmo Midivrei Torah, and he fills himself up with Divrei Torah before going to sleep, then Bal yipaked ra, ein mevasrim oto b'surot ra'ot, because it says Vesavea Yalin Ba'yipaket Ras. So it means exactly what it's referring to, and it's a reference to Svi'ut in terms of Divrei Torah. Elohein Bein HaPirakim. So again, you'll note, of course, that we're following fully the opening theme of this parak, which is the question of Kavanas HaLev, what are you doing when you're reading Kriyat Shema, the importance of the order of Kriyat Shema in terms of Malchus Shamayim and all mitzvahs, and the relationship to greeting people on the way. So then that means the entire question that we raised initially of Emuna, your business in this world, on the one hand, and the context of that business, on the other hand, is the interrelationship between Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and your Asik with people in terms of greeting, and then your Asik in the world in terms of your business. Elugain ben aprakim. Then the Mishnah started explaining ben aprakim, and we got to a machlokas in the Mishnah about whether you're allowed to be mafsik at all between the end of Kriyat Shema, Hashem Elokechem, and the word emet, or emet v'yatsiv, as many learn. Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Yochanan, halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, don't interrupt ben Elokechem emet v'yatsiv. Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, where do you think that comes from? I'll explain it to you. It's because it's a pasuk. It says, Yirmiyahu says, Vashem Elokim Emet. So that Hashem Elokim Emet is something about the nature of your relationship to Hashem Elokim. And in fact, you will remember that the Rambam's opening mitzvah and opening halacha in the entire Mishnah Torah is about Amitat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then about Ein Amitat Echad Be'em Ka'amitato. So the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the nature of truth and to the lesser darga that we call truth because of perceptual truth, which is true about Bria, has everything to do with the fundamentals of the nature of Emunah. Chozer ve'omer emet o'enu chozer ve'omer. Let's hear Chazan, okay? You stopped waiting for everybody to daven, or you're a yachid, and you stopped at the end of Hashem Elokechem Emet, waiting for the chazan to say Hashem Elokechem Emet, and then you were going to continue. Do you say Emet again? Emet v'yatziv v'nachon? Or since you said Emet once, you don't say Emet again? Chozer v'omer Emet, or eino chozer v'omer Emet? Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, of course, you must repeat it. Rabbi says, no, you don't repeat it. And there was a guy that was Nochis Kameh to Rabbi. Rabbi had someone that was in Shriach Tzibur in his shul, and Rabbi hears him saying Emet again. So Shama Rabbi Yomar Emet, Emet Trey Zimne. So Rabbi said, oh my God, call a doctor. This guy's got a serious problem. Call Emet, Emet Tafsi Lahai. This guy has been stuck in an obsessive Emet. Help. Okay. Now the other question is the din of Vayomer at night. So we said, okay, we say Vayomer at night, because, after all, Maskirin Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot, even though the mitzvah of tzitzit is not required at night, and therefore it's a little bit out of place, because we're talking about Uri Temoto and so on, which is contradictory to the very fact that it's night out there. So, Omer of Yosef, Kama Ma'al Yahashmait, ah, I love this teaching, because when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, when they daven Ma'ariv, they leave out the last part of Kriyat Shema, and they say it very, very condensed. You think Reader's Digest is bad? Listen to this. Daber al b'nei Yisrael ve'amarta aleihem ani Hashem Elokechem emet. Now that's a pretty condensed version of Vayomer. And Amar le'Abaye, wait a minute, what do you mean you like that? Oh, I love it. What do you love about it? It's ridiculous. The Omer of Kana Amarab, you don't need to start Vayomer. But if you did start, then you have to read it, and you have to finish it properly. If they started, how come they just skipped the whole middle? And if you're going to tell me, they didn't start, all they said was, Dabero b'nei Yisrael v'yomar ta'alehem. Now, they didn't say what the Omer ta'alehem was, so you can say anything you want. So, v'yomar ta'alehem, Hashem elokechem emet, you know? So that's okay. Starting might mean v'asulam tzitzit. Now that's called starting. And that's what you'll tell me, that that's why they got away with it. But that's not true, because Amrav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Daber al B'nei Yisrael, those words are not a hatkala. But v'amarta aleihem, that's already considered to be a beginning, and you should have finished it up. Omer of Papa, well, that's all very nice that that's his opinion, but that's not what they hold in Eretz Yisrael, okay? They ask Rabbi Yashiv over there. And Kasavre b'ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, they hold that v'amarta aleihem is also not considered to be a beginning unless you say v'asula em tzitzit. Says Abaya, well, okay, that puts us up the creek without a paddle. Because, look, we have no choice but to start saying the opening, right? Because they do in Eretz Yisrael. So we have to be matchil, because they do that there. But once we're matchil, according to us, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amartaliyam is already a hatchala that's b'chayev you to finish the whole thing. So now we're stuck. We can't not begin, because, I mean, we're certainly not going to go against the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, and we can't not finish, because according to our shita, that is considered to be a beginning. So there you go, we're stuck. Now, Chia Barav says, if you said the Perek Vayomer, and you said, Ani Hashem Elokechem, then you have no choice, you're going to have to say Emet Ve'emunah. But if you didn't say that part, and you didn't say the third section, then you didn't say Ani Hashem Elokechem, then you don't need to say Emet, and therefore you don't need to say Emet Ve'emunah either. What? Says, what do you mean you don't need to say Emet Ve'emunah? Isn't there a mitzvah of saying Yitziat Mitzrayim? If you're going to skip Emet Ve'emunah, which is all about the Amsuf and Yitziat Mitzrayim and so on, and you're also going to skip Vayomer, so then you never say anything about Yitziat Mitzrayim. You can't do that. That was what we learned in the Mishnah, that you're maskirin Yitziat Mitzrayim v'alelot. V'abaylat kari Yitziat Mitzrayim. You are. Chia Barav meant, you say like this, that instead of the full lashon of emes v'emunah, and remember, this is the way that Tosfos understood, achat arucha v'achat k'tzara. It doesn't matter whether you make emet v'emunah long or whether you make it short, is dafka referring to this exact Gemara. So what they would say was, after reading the first two sections of Kriyat Shema, you would make a bracha like this. Modim anachnu lecha Hashem Elokeinu shehotzeitanu me'eretz Yisrael, me'eretz Mitzrayim, uvditanu mi'beit avadim, v'asita lanu nisim u'gvurot al hayam, v'sharnu lach, and then you say the rest. Mi kamocha be'im Hashem malchutcha ra'u v'anecha baruchat Hashem ga'al Yisrael hashkivenu. So you ended up saying the brachas, but you said them in a very abbreviated fashion. Omer Rav Yehoshua ben Korcha, why do we say Parsha Shema? Because it has Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, and then we say the Parsha of Ahayah, which has the mitzvahs, all mitzvahs. It's interesting that in a Braisa, we have a different explanation. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Yomer. The truth is that Shema comes very much reasonably before Vahayam Shema. Because Shema talks about Vidibar Tabam, which is learning. And Vahaya Im Shema talks about Vidibartem, V'limaditem Otam. So one is to learn and one is to teach. Vahaya Im Shema should come before Vayomer, because the first two are talking about learning and about teaching, but Vayomer is only talking about doing. It's talking about mitzvahs, but it misses out on the whole. Obviously, you first have to learn yourself, then you teach. I know nowadays that's not really popular, but it used to be you used to have to know something and then you teach. And then after you finish that, then you do. So that's a very reasonable order. What? That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Shema, the first chelek of Shema, does not say anything about teaching? It only has lilmot, the lamed v'lasot, it doesn't have any mitzvahs in it? Doesn't it say v'shinantem otam, which means you have to teach them? Shartem, Saftam, that's all mitzvah. So it has everything. It has learning, it has teaching, and it has doing. And when you said V'ayayim Shamoa, only has teaching, it doesn't have doing? That's not true. Doesn't it say Ukshartem Otam, Ukhtaftam Amuzizot? I don't understand. That's doing. We misunderstood completely what he was saying, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying like this. Look, Shema should come before Vayim Shema because it has everything. It has Lilmud, it has Lamed, and it has Lasos. Vayim Shema comes before Vayomer because it has Lilamed and it has Lasos. Vayomer only has Lasos. That's what he meant. He didn't mean to say that it had one and not the rather two. What was wrong with the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha gave an explanation about first being mekabel ol malchus shamayim? So why didn't Rabbi Shimon accept that? It's not that he didn't accept that. He was pointing out that there are various levels and faces to this. Don't take everything so much that, you know, that's the whole point. There's a lot of different issues that need to take into consideration. I'm pointing out another issue. Chodeh ve'od gomar. First of all, obviously, it's true. Kedesh yikabel olav malchus shamayim tefila ve'achar kach yikabel olav mil mitzvos. But I want you to recognize that that is linked somehow mysteriously. Now, you think about that. It's linked to the difference between lumad lamed lasos and ending up with pure asiyah. Now, what do you make of that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Rav, now, once people saw that Rav washed his hands in the morning, he said Kriyat Shema, then he put on tefillin, and then he davened. What? How do you do that? Doesn't it say in the Braisa, if somebody is Eisek B'mitzvah, so he's Chofer Kuch Lameit, and he's making someone a grave. He's not Chayev in Kriyat Shema, or tefillah, or tefillin, or for any mitzvah Amur B'Torah, because he's being Eisek in a very important mitzvah, and you're not mafsik one mitzvah for another mitzvah. So osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Fine. Then when Zman Kriyat Shema comes, he should go out of the cave, noto yadav, wash his hands, put on his tefillin, note, put on his tefillin first, and then kore Kriyat Shema umit palel. Now, wait a second. Before you use that bright, explain the bright. That's ridiculous. First it says he's putter from tefillin, then it says he's chayiv in tefillin. It doesn't make any sense, so obviously there's something wrong with it. No, that doesn't bother me. The bright is referring to two separate situations, okay? The last part that says that when the time for Kriyat Shema comes around, he should go out of the cave and daven, that's talking about where two people are working on the grave and only one can dig at a time, so they should take turns. The first part that said that you can't interrupt, that's talking about when you're the only guy. We can't put off the funeral because you have to daven. So therefore, what we're going to do is have you finish your mitzvah. If there's time, there's time. If not, you mitzvah on Kriyat Shema, what can you do? But anyway, I mean, it's definitely kasha l'Rav, because it says over here, first put on your tefillin and then say Kriyat Shema. Well, maybe Rav votes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, first be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then ol mitzvot, which is to put on your tefillin. What are you talking about, man? Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha wasn't talking about doing mitzvahs. He was talking about reading about doing mitzvahs. Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha wouldn't have said, well, don't do mitzvahs until you're mekabel of ol malchus shamayim. That's ridiculous. It was only lahak and kriya la kriya. Did he ever suggest that you have to read Kriyat Shema before you do any mitzvahs? Kriya la siya mi shamatai? Not to mention that Rav doesn't even hold of Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, because Amr Bchir Barashi, remember we had before, lots of times I was there with Rav. He would get up early. He would wash his hands. He would say Birchas HaTorah. He would teach us our shir in the Sifri. And then he would put on his tefillin. And then he would put daven Kriyat Shema. So obviously, now, you think, don't you, that the question is that it says Rav would put on his tefillin first and then put and then say Shema, which is a contradiction. But no, that's not the question for some insane reason. We're going to figure out what that reason is. The reason, according to Rashi, that we're asking this is because he was Osek in teaching Torah before he said Shema. And according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the way you were trying to explain Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, don't do any mitzvahs before you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So he obviously didn't hold to that. Now, why, in fact, is this not a kash on Rav? This says over here, he put on his tefillin first, and then he said Kriyat Shema. Okay, there's a lot of approaches to this. Now, I think that basically the approach is patience. So we'll see how it all works out in the end, and therefore there won't be a problem. We didn't get into this issue. I'll explain to you why we didn't want to get into this issue as the pashtus of the problem. So says the Gemara, maybe you'll tell me that it's talking about that Zman Kriyat Shema never got there yet, right? But if that's the case, then of course you can do whatever you want because it's not time to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Problem is, then what was Reb Chiya Barashi trying to prove by saying, we learned by Rav? No, come on, you remember what he was trying to prove. Why did we bring this whole story before? We brought it to show that you're supposed to say Birkas HaTorah on Gemara. Over here it says on Mishnah, which is a little bit confusing. Maybe it's a mistake in the gears. I don't know. So maybe he only mentioned it to tell me that Aflo Mishnah, Nami Tzarek Lavarek. So this doesn't have anything to do with regular Shulva Koch. Now, once you had patience to get to this point, you can now understand why it won't be a problem with Rav. Because remember that Zman Tfilin comes before Zman Kriyachma. Because the Zman Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to daven Kivatikin. And Zman Tfilin is from Mishayakir. So in this case, he put on his Tfilin before Kriyat Shema because it wasn't yet time for Kriyat Shema. And then he said Kriyat Shema. Maybe in that case, it was talking about that it was time for both. So then he said Kriyat Shema first. You can't ask that as a kasha on Rav, perhaps. Okay.
Rabbi, last time Rabbi read from the Sifra, that the Gersa is Medrash.
Okay, but again, the Gemara before brought the Raya from to Talmud. So we're still going to have to explain that. That we spoke about earlier when we first brought it. Anyway, make up your mind over here from how are we going to understand the Braita said clearly, put on your tefillin first. Listen, guys, this was a one-time event. It says we were once standing there and saw that. Well, I got news for you. The reason he put on his tefillin after saying Kriyat Shema was because he didn't have his tefillin. The guy that was supposed to bring his tefillin from his house came late. He wasn't going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema just because of that guy. So shluchu da'avi, the shliach FedEx messed up that day. That's all. You can't bring a riot to Rav's life, for heaven's sake, for one story. Anyway, Omar Ula. Kol ha'korei Kriyat Shema b'lo tefillin. If you read Kriyat Shema without your tefillin on, it's as if you're being made eidah sheker ba'atzmo. Ba'atzmo is a euphemism. It's as if you're saying, yeah, that's what it says, but you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really say any of this stuff. And Amar Rebbe Barava, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, well, not that, but it's as if he was Makrev Eila Beloi Mincha and Zevach Beloi Nesachi. You're learning that the two things are unrelated. So you're supposed to wear tefillin, you didn't wear tefillin. They're not unrelated. If you bring a carbon, and with that carbon, the Torah says you're supposed to bring carbon, Nesachim, you're supposed to bring a Mincha. Now, are you going to say it's unrelated? No. Your Yotzei the carbon without the Mincha and without the Nesachim? Yes. But is it the same carbon without it? It's Eino Min HaMufchar because you didn't do the complete carbon which included this. Tefillin is related to Kriyat Shema. It's not an ancillary kind of thing that we happen to be talking about in Kriyat Shema. Therefore, you're saying it wrong. The problem is not just a made Eid Sheker. It's that he missed his Kriyat Shema properly. And in fact, if you want to do it really properly, you should wait until we're able to finish this sugya.